which is what we're doing today, all the major decisions have been unanimous, and about 95% of the ballot decisions have been unanimous, and there have been some very important 4-to-1 decisions where people wanted to make a point by. So I think it's a big deal that we're done, but it's a lot bigger deal to me that we've done this slowly, carefully, very accurately, and with unanimous or consensus among all of us on the state canvassing board in all major matters and in almost all of the ballot allocation.
Will you get 2 reports on Friday from the counties? Will you get amended reports based on the absentee ballots that are now counted, or will you just get a pile of challenge?
Only the second, because the amended reports might disclose in a way that would violate the privacy of a person. We actually will only get those ballots, and they will be considered as a whole over the weekend and then at the January 5th meeting. We won't get amended reports from the county.
So you'll count 350 as it stands now. You'll count 1,350?
If all come in, yes.
When the canvassing board finishes its work and signs something, it sounds as if it is inaccurate to say that it is signing an election certificate or providing election certificate.
We're certifying a result.
The word certification still applies, which is kind of a confusion, I think, for us.
Yes, and
certifying the result is different from certifying
then issuing an election certificate. And it's unfortunate because, of course, these words get mixed up also with what happens on election night and what happens at the first state canvassing board. But the letter itself, the one pager that the 5 of us will sign, just says that we are certifying this result. And we can make copies of that available so you can have the exact language. But that's a different thing than what the governor will issue.
So an election certificate would not be signed until 7 calendar days had passed after certifying a result?
If there are no challenges.
Right.
No contests, sorry.
Right, right, no contests.
If there are no contests,
right.
Correct. I'm sorry, I'm not as familiar with all of these particular things, but I'm learning at each stage what's the next stage, and I'm glad that's in the governor's office, because we're going to be tired, and also focusing on the legislation, which is the legislature is about to start, and there are many issues related to our business services and to elections that we want to get to.
It sounds like you're pretty, no matter what happens with these original meetings, you're on a pretty good schedule to be.
Fifth or the 6th, correct. Even if there were 1,300 ballots and they got challenged at a very high rate, we have done 100 per hour, and so, you know, it's not as pleasant, but we believe that we're on track to be done on the 5th or the 6th, but we've all said however long it takes, and so we have, you know, in our calendars marked out the 5th and the 6th, but if we need to go on, we will.
Do you have an opinion about what the U.S. Senate should do if we are at the stage of January 6th of a signed certification of the results by the canvassing board?
No opinion.
The universe of mistakenly rejected absentee ballots in your mind cannot be any bigger than 1,350, right?
The universe of ballots for consideration to come to our office on Friday night, as of yesterday at 3 o'clock, is 1,348, I think. And it does direct us into what our attention should be at. And, you know, that I hope that helps us focus this week. Other questions?
Do you have an opinion about whether you think this will be taken to court, the campaign board?
No.
If you cannot agree on consensus between all 3 of you, then that's...
I've noticed that everybody's statements about going to contests in court have been very carefully chosen. So I think people have left themselves a lot of outs, and I think we've done a really good job of being transparent and being accurate and establishing the credibility of the state canvassing board and others. And so if somebody is going to contest this in court, they'll have to have a very specific thing that they will be raising, and they'll have to have that in mind as, you know, as they go forward in the public arena. So I'm hopeful that we've done such a good job that the person who has the fewest votes feels very disappointed, but knows that in this case they came up short.
How has this inform your legislative package for 09? Are you going to ask for something from the legislature based on this experience?
We will, but we also had a very long list before the recount started because this was a very big election year, and we had implemented a lot of new policies, but also there were things that had been vetoed prior that seemed appropriate, like early voting and stuff. We haven't yet stopped to talk about, but we obviously there are things that we will want to bring up in the legislative session that we've learned in this recount process. But I have to say that in my just in my personal observation of this, I am just so grateful for that which already exists that's guided the recount. There are some things at the margins that I think could have been, you know, better. Or now we're a state with a lot of absentee voters. That's new. Generally speaking, the system is very sound, and the approach, the canvassing board, and all of that. And so I'm mostly very happy and satisfied with the way it is. But we will have some specific things that I think will reflect how Minnesota has evolved, as a state.
What would be the same?
Well, for example, a couple years ago we passed the option for early voting, which was absentee voting without, no excuse absentee voting is the way it's described. It makes the absentee voting process less complicated, and there are less bureaucratic hang-ups where somebody might be rejected just because they forgot to put in an X. That would be off the ballot. So that's an example. There are many benefits to the current system where we send absentee ballots to the local precinct, and they're run in at the end of the day because if somebody is killed who's on the ballot or if something happens at the end, you can make a change. But there were many suggestions from the local election officials that some people might want to have their absentee ballots run through an optical scan machine right at the county. So if there are any problems, undervote, overvote, missed polls, that would be immediately noted. The person could fix it, and it could go in. That would have, you know, greatly reduced, I think, some of the challenges that we have to face here. But you are trading off that last-minute change option. So that would require some debate and discussion. But I hear that from a lot of local officials. Anything to reduce it. Another thing that's happening is that there's a budget crunch everywhere. Automatic voter registration would reduce the cost to counties dramatically, and so that's a consideration. And we are implementing our automatic postal address updating right now, and we can already see that that's going to save money, especially to counties that have younger people or people who move around or that kind of thing. So we're also going to be budget-minded and making some suggestions that we think would save money, primarily at the local level as well. We, of course, have to get moving on this because the legislature starts next week. And so I can promise you that we will be getting our facts together, and we'll also just have some kind of press event where we could actually talk about it because we are looking for input from Minnesotans. In fact, this is one thing to say through the media is that Minnesotans have been writing us with suggestions. We want to encourage that because we need to hear. 3 million people voted nearly. And 30,000 worked in polls. I don't know how many have been watching this process, but a lot have expressed their point of view. And we are interested in getting input from everybody that we can to help, you know, guide us into how to make a good system even better.
Just a minute along this. The automatic
voter registration?
Well, the automatic voter registration, was that included in the package that the governor vetoed that had early voting?
In the early package, yes. The 2007 package, yes.
And
one aspect of that was then incorporated in 08 that was approved, and that was the postal address. Yeah.
So no excuse early voting into an opti-scan machine.
That's certainly one thing we're hearing from a lot of county officials. Absolutely. As a result of was that
or
I've been hearing this for longer than that. Here's the thing that's interesting. Forget the Senate race for the moment. Twice as many people voted absentee this year than in 06. That is a huge jump. And all indications from looking at other states is that voting by mail and voting absentee and voting early are things that other states and voters around the country are really expressing their preference for. And so Minnesota needs to see how we look at our law. So, for example, there's vote by mail, but it's only in precincts of 400 and less. There's a proposal to make that 1,000 or less voters. And in some states, any jurisdiction, no matter the size, can make that choice. So that's an interesting choice. Early voting. Right now we call early voting sort of absentee voting going in by mail. But other states, early voting, they have vote centers, like in shopping malls or places where people that work. And so that requires a different kind of technology. It's a more sophisticated, but lots of other states, North Dakota, Texas, North Carolina, you name it, have gone that direction. So that's an interesting thing. No excuse absentee voting. Just most states have that. It's kind of a holdover of an old era. It's just something that we need to address because it means a whole lot of people are disenfranchised just because they forget to check a box. And so that there's even federal legislation that's being looked at on that particular question. So each of these things is different.
You'll propose that for sure?
Oh, well, it was in our original package 2 years ago. We haven't talked about it, but I would assume that we supported it and that we'll be talking about it now.
Thanks.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.